This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. Did I hear right in the newscast that when they shut down the St. Patrick's Day Parade in New York, it's the first time since Lincoln was president? That's amazing. Just amazing. We have not heard about the Buffalo St. Patty's Day Parade, yay or nay, and I think we're supposed to hear from it anytime now. I want to hear from you, however, regarding some questions. Are you doing things dramatically different? Are you taking it more seriously now? I think at the beginning, especially since it was tied up with the flu, a lot of people said many of the problems with this are problems similar to the flu, and the flu, a lot more cases. So you thought, well, I've had the flu, or I had the flu shot, so that should help me, or I had the flu shot, so I shouldn't get it. But you kind of tied it in with the flu and didn't take it that seriously. I never recall in my life this many dramatic changes in the American lifestyle for a flu problem. Now, what was it, yesterday or the day before, we were talking to Pete, and Pete has some inside knowledge on this. That's what he does for a living. Pete in St. Catharines, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy, thanks for taking my call again.
Thank you, and we were very happy to get the information you had for us yesterday. Explain what your area of expertise is, Pete.
Well, okay, so outside of my political flair, which is what I prefer to be known for, is I am an infectious diseases epidemiologist.
Okay, so this is right up your alley.
Yeah. So here's the key. The key is that I think the president's hand was forced to come. I'm speaking as a supporter of the president, but I'm also speaking as somebody in this area also, and I'm looking at what's going on. Now, I think at the end of all of this, we're going to have a couple of good benefits, which is one, people are going to become much more serious and sensitized to things around hygiene, washing your hands, etc. But still, when we look at this particular virus, the mortality from it, the morbidity mortality, it's highly, highly contagious. It's found a way to efficiently transmit itself. But it's not more lethal than traditional viruses, than the influenza virus, etc.
Okay.
The thing about it is the data is very misleading because when you look at the mortality in the United States, they're claiming of about 1,200 cases, of about 30-odd deaths. So let's say a mortality rate of 3%. But the thing about it is, what is unique about this particular virus is that you can have this virus and have no clinical symptoms, meaning overt symptoms. So it's operating subclinically, and you don't know you have it. You just might have a little stomach upset. It comes, it goes. You just go on with your life as normally. The issue with that is those people are not being captured in the denominator of that equation. all we are capturing is the people who present, get laboratory tested, get confirmed.
Right.
The numerator, the deaths, and the denominator are just those who we know, confirmed. But what about all of the people, like maybe myself or whomever, who get COVID? We never know we even had it, or we just got a little sniffles or whatever, it went and it passed. We're not captured in that equation. If you did capture everyone in the denominator, the mortality rate would substantially go down from that 3.
Now, let me ask you this. You're from St. Catharines. Has Canada taken more, less, or about the same amount of reaction to this as the USA?
I think now, once the United States acts, Canada has to act. And the public health officials here have been doing their job, just like the CDC officials there. But hands down, let's face it, no one has more confidence than the health system in the United States and your ability, the ability of the United States to respond. And I just wanted to say this, that any administration right now in this particular situation will have no other tool in their toolbox other than what this president has. He cannot do more than what he's doing. And it's very important to understand that every day, about 125 people in the United States die of regular seasonal influenza. There's nothing you can do about it. We've learned to live with that. That's the way it is. And it's not this president's fault. He didn't do this. And I think definitely that this is a political issue now. And everyone is playing a game. And the president's hand has been forced. So he has to come forward now and try and calm and soothe the nation. But at the end of the day, I think it's just insane. And I'm speaking from somebody who works. Look, everyone that I work with, most of the people, in fact, all of the people that I work with in my day life are surgeons, clinicians, microbiologists, etc. And I asked them recently, I said, you know, what's going on with your patients, blah, blah, blah. And they said, we would actually prefer if people would pay more attention to seasonal influenza and other infections that we deal with normally in the emergency room than this. That's what they told me, and I was surprised and said, are you kidding me? They said, no. The reality about it is this is not as serious a situation, but now the left and the media have so politicized it and weaponized it. They have. I mean, I'm not saying don't pay attention, but they've taken it to a place where things are getting shut down. They're talking about closing schools when,
sure,
you know, you take normal day-to-day.
Let me ask you this, because knowing what you know, our population and your population go back and forth over the bridges all the time. Is there any way that the people who screen you as you're going across can determine that you might be problematic, or is it just you have to see a doctor and take a test?
Well, I mean, you would know somebody coming at you who's like close to death's door or something like that. They're very
sick. Oh, if it was advanced, yeah. But just normal sniffles and a cough here and there wouldn't be a tip-off then.
Yeah, and the thing about it, though, Sandy, is the key with this particular virus is many people, in fact, a large proportion of them, you get this virus and you don't even know because it just the symptoms are so mild. It's just highly contagious, more contagious than regular influenza, but not more lethal, and that's the key. And the key here is much more people die from seasonal influenza, and this, to me, honestly, has just been so crazily overblown and now a political football.
Because it's been politicized, sure. Chuck Schumer was out there the first day politicizing it. Well, thank you, Pete. It's really good to have your expertise on the show when things are going on like they are. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh, good. Ann is back. I think Ann was having a piece of toast and coffee last time or something like that. Good to have you back, Ann.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine now that you're here. Oh, what do you have in mind to tell us today?
Things that are unknown to people.
Okay.
Frightens people. I said that to say this. I remember I heard it on your show, I believe. It might have been that night show that guy come on. That China knew about this. Donald Trump tried to find out about it, and they wouldn't tell him.
That's right. 2 weeks earlier, they knew. We know they knew about it, and they would not let us get involved.
That's right. Now, since all of this is happening, they, not China, but the media, and some of the Democrats, has put the fear of God in the American people. If you are shutting down restaurants, you can't go here and you can't go there, all the sports and all this stuff, all these things that was making money for America, they are afraid, so they are not making that money anymore. Most of these things, with the adding of the jobs and stuff, Donald Trump had his hand in the mix. Now, when you look at it like that, you say, why did the Chinese do that? And we owe China, so what we do, if we get in the tank with the stock market and this and that and that, China is going to be under the idea that we are going to come to them. And if we go to them, they think that they can control. They put their hand in the mix.
Interesting.
I went to my primary yesterday, Sandy. And for elderly people, they have a vaccine there. It's PCV13. And it's a second the runoff of regular vaccine for pneumonia.
Mm.
My primary said to me, you know, to me, this is like what they are talking about.
Could be the symptoms are very similar, Ann.
And it's for elderly people. Nobody know. Now, I might never see you. I might never talk to you again. But you always remember this, and you gonna see it happening. This is a shell game.
Well, we're gonna see. It's gonna play itself out. We're gonna find out. But the symptoms are very similar. And thanks. We will be seeing each other on a regular basis.
That's right.
All right. Thanks.
Thank this is a shell game.
Well, you and your doctor could be right on this one. We'll find out how it plays out. Thanks for the call, Ann. Stay healthy. Thank you very much. All right, let's see. Here's a text. That's a 30930. Comes up on the giant text screen. The media has convinced everybody corona is the plague. How many more times can the sky fall? See, there's a lot of skepticism, I know, both on the phone and in the Facebook pages. Now, you guys surf the web a lot more than I do. I do it here, and that's about it. Is there a lot of talk about corona in your normal conversations online?
Well, there's a lot of talk, period. I mean, everybody's posting or tweeting about it. It's gotten to the point where I had a conversation with Nicholas last night. He's scared to death right now. And I tried to calm him. It didn't work. He said, Dad, aren't you even paying attention?
So he's afraid of corona at his age? How old
is he? Yes, he is. He is 12.
12. And when I was 12, I was oblivious to world news. I didn't know anything going on at 12. And he's afraid he might get it?
Well, he's afraid in general of it.
Oh, okay. Well, it's just like one of the earlier calls, the sky is falling, and if you're 12 years old, you might buy that. Beamer, when you skirt around the internet, what are you seeing?
Well, I'll just give you Twitter's top four right now. Donovan Mitchell, who is the new Jazz player to have tested positive for corona. Number two, hashtag coronavirus pandemic. Number three, hashtag COVID-19, and number four, Rudy, referring to the first Jazz player who tested positive for corona.
Now, I was looking up at the screen, the WHO, not Peter Townsend's WHO, but the World Health Organization, says this is a pandemic that can be controlled. Now, that's good. It's good to hear that they have that kind of confidence that they can control it.
Yeah. Obviously, companies are working very hard to find the cure. Gary McNamara sent me this one. There is a London laboratory is looking for volunteers willing to contract the coronavirus, and they will pay up to $4,500 to be infected by a lesser strand of the coronavirus.
Okay, that's a question I can ask. Up to how much money?
$4,500.
All right, question. For $4,500, would you allow your body to contact the coronavirus? Okay, would you?
Yes.
Okay, how about you, Buzzy?
Oh, yeah, I'm healthy enough. I mean, if I'd have to be quarantined for 14 days, and I'd feel bad for you guys because that's 14 days without me.
I know. That. I don't know how we could do that. I don't know how we could survive. I'd probably die of heartbreak. And, of course, you guys aren't, but I'm in the primary age group that is susceptible to stuff like this, lower immune system. So I don't think I will. I'll dig up the coffee cans and get the $4,500 there. All right.
Now, I have to say, all the stuff breaking, it seems like every minute something that I said 10 minutes ago is stale and not right. Another league has suspended their season, the MLS, Major League Soccer.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
They have suspended till further notice, and tennis is taking a six-week hiatus.
Man. Wow. So there's a lot. If you like professional sports, you're going to be high and dry for a while, looks like.
Tony and I are going to have to watch old classic games and then talk about them like they just happened.
Tony will. Tony will. He'll pretend he doesn't know what happened. You know that Joe Montana pass? The guy catches it, the tight end.
Yeah, Dwight Clark.
Yeah, Dwight Clark.
Yes.
He leaps up. It's on the left side of the end zone. Just thought I'd give you a tip.
It was a great catch, and he will be
missed.
Thank
you very much. Let's see. What else can I tell you? Well, once when Jim Kelly was blindsided, he was giving him the business. And the
guess the New York Jets.
Yeah, the officials will call it like that.
He did. That's one of the greatest clips in sports. Giving him the business.
He's giving him the business. Like he's down there. All right. We'd like to hear from you, 803-0930.
By the way, did Ali defend his belt?
I don't want to tell you if he won or not. I'd rather you watch it live. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Here is the deal of the day. Peak performance takes 100% of your effort, but only 50% of the cost with this deal from Enhanced Human Performance. Have people walked up to you, like at the airport, and say, "You look like you could still play." Huh?
And she'll like it, too.
She'll like it, too. That I always say she'll like it, too, and then I give them the wink. You know what I mean? Like this. The knowing wink. Yeah, from 50% off. To one-on-one personal training sessions with Enhanced Human Performance. Details at GetMyPerks.com. Remember, the perks to living in Western New York are just a few clicks away at GetMyPerks.com. Let's go to Kathy on line one. Kathy, you're on WBEN.
Good morning. And before I go any further, congratulations. It couldn't have happened to a sweeter guy.
Well, you're very nice to say that. Thank you very much.
Okay. And by the way, Anna's right. And my question today is pharmaceuticals. My niece is a doctor of pharmacology. She oversees a series of pharmacies in Florida. And I called her and asked her, why, when I go in the drugstore and you pick up different medicines off the shelves, they're made in China?
Yeah, a lot of them are.
China doesn't have to drop a bomb on us. All they have to do is pull back the essentials, our medicines. I mean, with America being what it is and having the brain power we have, why would we be depending on a foreign power and not a friendly foreign power for our most essential needs? Do you know, they could wipe out every nursing home around.
Well, that is a problem we seem to have discovered. We know that they can't do anything we can't do, but we also know that they can do it cheaper. Because of R&D that goes into bringing a drug to the marketplace, it's just much cheaper than if they were made here. I think we're going to have to take a look at that. And if Congress really wants to make us independent, take a look at the costs of prescription drugs.
It's insane. I mean, there are people that can't even afford to get the essential medicine they need because of the prices. But America can produce weapons of mass destruction for huge amounts of money.
Sure.
Put satellites in orbit. They could put man on the moon. But they won't spend the money to protect the people that live here. That is insanity.
I think you're going to find that discussion is going to be coming up, because that will be one of the ways to try and avoid a future debacle like this.
And one other thing.
Sure.
People in Washington, if you watched any of the hearings and all of that mishmash that went on in Washington.
I did.
What is the average age? 99?
Yeah, it's
like a meeting of a retirement home or a nursing home.
Well, they're going to play a little some shuffleboard in between sessions, things like that.
They couldn't get through a game of bingo because they're sleeping.
I hear what you're saying, Kathy. You bring up some good points. Thank you very much. Let's go to, okay, my friend Don in Pennsylvania. Don, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy, and good morning, Tony. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing fine today. How are things in PA?
Probably about the same.
All right. What do you got to discuss with us today, Don?
You know, I can't win for losing lately. The other day, because of other factors, I missed your announcement about happening in Gage.
Yes, live. And well, I made up my mind just instantly, although it should have happened earlier. And I wish you had heard it because you know my sister. Yeah.
Yes, I know you.
And she was here to discuss her marriage. And then I walked around that and said, hey, why don't I have one of my own?
There you go. Yes, overdue.
Yep.
I'm glad it happened. And secondly, I had about 8 or 9 days of that virus, not the corona type, but the normal type.
Well, that's right. There's no saying you couldn't have another virus. There's no exclusivity to corona.
Right, the one that kills more people than the coronavirus, I guess that's what I had.
You had that, really?
Well, I didn't have corona. I had the standard virus that is that kills more people in this.
Yeah.
Than the coronavirus basically does. But anyway, that's.
Well, I'm glad you survived. Otherwise, I'd have to find another best friend.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And not only that, the biggest fact problem I had with it was I couldn't talk. I had total laryngitis.
Oh, really? Okay.
And my friend says, well, what's the difference? When you don't have it, what comes out of your mouth doesn't make any sense anyway. So, anyway, that's a story for another day. But now I've given the virus I had to my wife. So
that's not good.
Has it. So I says, whoa, I says, maybe there's something good here. I couldn't talk. So won't be able to. So she has all the symptoms except her voice is fine.
Oh, well, that you're right. If you're going to get the virus, at least a little moment of silence here and there.
Anyway, she'll be hitting me over the head very shortly.
So are we getting scammed on this thing? I know it's important and we shouldn't disregard it, but are we overestimating it?
Something fierce. It is totally out of control, completely and totally out of control. And there's nobody that can convince me that this isn't a way for the Democrats to finally get at Trump. Because if the voting was tomorrow, he would not win. As simple as that.
Well, you look at the effect it's had on the stock market. It's been astronomical. And the stock market drives me crazy because here, in one of our ABC reports earlier, it said that in Europe, they cut the interest rate, and that was bad for it. And over here, it's the exact opposite. I don't understand it. It's either good or it's bad. It's either good helps or it doesn't. And sometimes it doesn't make any sense.
You're right. You're crazy. It should react the same way regardless of where you're at. But
yeah, when we cut it, they acted like that wasn't good, and they cut it a half a point. They cut it over in Europe, and they acted like it was good. Now, they're the same basic conceptual markets. Why isn't not the same on both sides of the ocean?
It doesn't make any sense to you. It doesn't make any sense to me. And I don't know how it would make any sense to anybody. But
yeah.
Crazy.
All right, Don. Good to talk to you, and thank you. I'll pass along to the lovely Bernadette your best wishes.
Well, thank you. And one more thing.
Yeah.
The election was tomorrow. Do you think they would allow voting?
You think they'd allow voting?
Yeah, will we be able to vote, being as they're closing everything else down?
You know, I think they'd postpone it. I really do. As something as important as that, I think it would be postponed.
But so don't I.
Maybe that was the plan.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Don. Thank you very much. What do you think of that?
That's a great question. Yeah, I would say postpone it.
Because look at the timing on it, too.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of this is all suspicious.
I think they would postpone it, simply because if they didn't and they declared a winner here or a winner there, there'd be lawsuits. I can tell you that.
And I'm sure.
Look, if they think that you're manipulating the vote when you ask for an ID, you can imagine what they would say if you postponed it and many people didn't vote because of a virus.
Or they hope that conservatives, who are probably more informed than liberals, would stay home in fear of this, and then they would walk away with an election.
Don may have come up with a really good question for the next show.
Of course, now we're going to have the left really going to accuse us of wearing tinfoil hats because we are suspicious of China and the fact that they may be guilty of biological weapons with this thing. And all the various various other things that we've heard.
Buzzy, that might be on your show tomorrow. It might be a good question. I mean, I don't think you're going to be short of anything to talk about for the next year, but that might make a good question.
Oh, yeah, and I think we'll still have, like we had today, Sandy, a lot of breaking news. By the way, this one Tony will be interested in, since his team was about to play 19 minutes from now. The Big Ten tournament has been canceled.
Oh, wow.
Yikes.
Channel 2 is reporting that both parades are canceled.
According to a law enforcement source they talked to.
That would be the big parade and then the one on the old First Ward.
And Brenda sent this one to us. The annual Sabres Alumni Wine Festival slated for tonight at KeyBank Center is postponed.
All right. Let's go. Who would be next? I think it would be Ella in West Seneca. Ella, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello there, Ella.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the good thoughts.
Now, I have a question and a comment. I enjoyed some of the previous callers. The woman with the pharmacy question is right on. Why can't we have our drugs made in our own country instead of a foreign country?
Well, we can, but they'd be a lot more expensive.
Yeah, but it's worth it to pay it and have something that's really good.
Oh, I agree with you. I don't disagree. I'm just giving you my opinion of why they're done there.
Now,
why are Apple products, at least some of them, the big ones, are assembled in China?
Right. Now, my question is this.
Okay.
All the schools closing, the kids will be happier than GoHack. And the mothers, some of them will be and some won't be. But my question is, if the schools close down as they're closing down, are the teachers still going to get paid?
Oh, I think so, yeah. I think if for nothing, they could declare an emergency, a health emergency. I don't think there's any chance that the teachers would not get paid.
That takes a little more of my money, right?
Oh, yeah. It's all, well, it's the same amount, but less teaching.
Okay. And then the comment is, I feel that any illness has a risk.
Sure.
Getting out of bed is a risk. And it's a little bit overblown. However, we...
Beamer said getting in bed is a risk. So, yeah, I think you're both right.
Yeah. And senior moment, what the heck was...
Because I threw you off on your rhythm there, Ella.
Ms. Mormer, oh... What I was going to say, as far as the parades, I would be more concerned about some idiot going on a shooting spree than getting sick.
Well, you're probably right to be concerned about that, and I think you're a woman of the moment, and we're always glad when you call. Thank you, Ella.
Okay.
Okay. Goodbye. She's a peachy woman. Okay. Wasn't that by the peachy woman? Okay. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Enter online for your chance to win an overnight getaway to the Prince of Wales in Niagara-on-the-Lake. Just beautiful. On Friday, March 27th, hosted by Susan Rose. Enter now through March 15th. So you got, today is the 12th. You got, 3 days? It is the 12th, isn't it? Yeah, it's the 12th. Good. I enter today through March 15th at WBEN.com. Now, let's see what Joe has to say in Cheektowaga. Joe, you're on WBEN.
Well, congratulations, Sandy.
Thank you, Joe. How sweet of you. Thank you very much.
Tell Bernadette and for you, Starlot.
All right.
Yes. Definitely. Good health.
Thank you. What's on your mind today?
The other day, that the incubation period is not 14 days for that disease. It's 24 days. So someone who spent two weeks at home could walk out and infect someone if, they still have the bug on them. Anyhow, the reason I am calling definitely is to let you know, as after a few days of hearing about this disease right from beginning, I said, wow, seems to me quite obvious. There's easier solution for older people. I am a senior, but I don't feel like one.
Well, you don't sound like one either. Go ahead.
Yeah. I had my pneumonia shot, Prevnar 13, a couple of years ago. And let me tell you, I think it works. because I don't really have much of sniffles or anything like that.
Good. I had a pneumonia shot a couple years ago, too. I like to keep up on those things. What you can do to help, you should do. Sure.
And because, you know, they said the lungs are affected by, you know, all these seniors who are weak. Well, it seems to me that perhaps a shot like that prevent them from becoming ill with lung infection, and maybe they would survive.
Do you think the press, the media, is overhyping it? We know it's serious. We have to pay attention. But do you think they're spreading a little fear instead of some common sense?
I believe that. I believe that, Sandy. And I think another thing is try good hot soup and things like that. Good nutrition, you know.
You know, it may seem silly, but chicken soup works. I can tell you that. A few months ago, I was feeling a little down, and Bernie whipped up some homemade chicken soup. And I think it really helped. I really do.
That's the best. Really, yeah, because I know in Europe, many a time people who are on a deathbed, that's when they do get their real chicken soup.
Yeah, it's a shame you have to wait that long.
It really works well because some people can't afford it.
That's true, sadly. Well,
work, it helps.
Well, thank you for the good wishes, Joe, and thank you for the call, and I hope you'll call again.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Chicken soup. You like chicken soup? What?
Oh, I love chicken soup.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm hearing from numerous people that grocery stores right now are insane, is the word that was used in the text.
Really?
So if you need something, I would go get it.
Oh, man. Well, remember.
It's absolute panic.
Remember what the CDC said. Here's what they said. They said, shop and then go home and stay there. That's what they said. They said that yesterday. So when they're telling, it said something like stock up. Well, when you say something like that from an organization like the CDC, it tells me that you may need to get things like right now, and that's probably why people are rushing to the grocery store. All right. Thanks to you guys, and I'm glad you're not going to New York this weekend, Buzzy. Is it finally decided you're
it's
not going to go?
Almost positive.
Almost. Well, I'm glad.
You'll have to listen tomorrow.
Just go part way to New York then. All right, that about wraps it up. I'll see the rest of you on Monday. Remember, my weekend's going to be different. You know why? I have a fiancé! We'll be back on Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.